Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files to intervene in North Carolina on behalf of the state magistrates there who refuse to issue licenses for same-sex marriage. A law was passed to protect the religious freedom, and guess what? Groups like the ACLU and others piling on now, trying to say that that law is unconstitutional, trying to strike it down. We are going to talk about what's happening there on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, Liberty Counsel last year in 2015 represented some of the magistrates who refused to issue marriage licenses for same-sex marriage. And as a result of that lawsuit, the legislature came together. They were in the midst of debating this issue. They ended up passing on the House and then on the Senate side a piece of legislation that provides conscience protection, religious freedom protection, to allow these individuals to opt out of doing any of the marriages. That then was vetoed by the governor, and both the House and the Senate came back and overrode the governor's veto. Then that law was challenged by those in opposition. They don't want anyone to have religious protection, religious conscience, or religious liberty protection. So we have ultimately intervened on behalf of the magistrates again that we represented in 2015 to ultimately defend that law because the Attorney General, Roy Cooper, who is legally responsible for defending the law, has made public statements against the bill, against the law that was ultimately passed to protect these magistrates. So pray for us. We'll talk about it more on Faith and Freedom.
Well, it's Senate Bill 2, SB 2 is the law, and it states just simply this self-evident truth, this First Amendment guaranteed self-evident truth that, quote, every magistrate has the right to recuse from performing all lawful marriages under this chapter based upon any sincerely held religious objection. This is to prevent a situation like where Kim Davis, where they were trying to force her to violate her conscience, to sin against God, to deny the inherent truth that marriage is and has always been and always will be between one man and one woman, and that anything else is a counterfeit. You can call it what you want to, but it's not marriage. If two men or two women, get a license from the state or whatever, but it's just not marriage. But this is to protect the rights of conscience, to protect people from having to disobey God and obey man. But what the takeaway from this, Matt, the big takeaway from this is that it was never about so-called marriage equality. Right. They've got what they want. I mean, they can still get their so-called gay married. This just protects individuals' freedom of conscience to have someone else, give the license. That's it. Well, they never wanted that. What they never wanted, so-called marriage equality. What they wanted, what they've always wanted, is to silence dissent and to force everyone to affirm so-called gay marriage, to affirm sin, something that is inherently sinful. And so Liberty Counsel is having to step in where this derelict attorney general there in North Carolina will not do his job.
Well, here's what the law says. After, like I said, we filed suit in 2015, the legislature passed this law. We then withdrew the lawsuit because our remedy was already then effectuated. We were trying to get religious accommodation and conscience protection for these individuals. So the law, SB 2, says this, very simple, straightforward, quote, every magistrate has the right to recuse from performing all lawful marriages under this chapter based upon any sincerely held religious objection, close quote. That's it. Short and sweet. If you have a religious objection, you state it and you don't have to perform any marriages, same or opposite sex marriages, you're out. Now, the state records show that 30 of the 700 state magistrates, 30 of the 700 have requested this religious liberty accommodation. So that means that there's 670 magistrates still performing weddings or marriages for both same and opposite sex, which goes back to what you're saying. This has never been about obtaining a marriage license. It's about getting the scalp of individuals who have sincerely held religious beliefs and nailing them to the wall, because that's a small number that ultimately have exercised their right to opt out. Now, in North Carolina, you have magistrates that actually are the ones that issue the marriage licenses, and they can perform the marriages of these people in North Carolina. In Kentucky, you have the clerks that issue the marriage licenses, and Kim Davis was a clerk in Kentucky. In Alabama, who issues the marriage licenses there? They're probate judges. So they may be different people called different things, but these are the people who issue the marriage licenses in North Carolina. It's the magistrates. So again, going back to what you said, we represent Judge Brenda Bumgarner, who has an excellent record during her 10 years of service as a magistrate. She has opted to use that religious accommodation opt-out. They want her, they want Judge Brenda Bumgarner to actually participate, perform, sanction, promote their same-sex weddings, even though they can get 670 other magistrates anywhere in North Carolina to do the marriages. No, they want her and those other 29 just like her.
Yeah, and you know, you think about it. You mentioned Kentucky. You mentioned Kim Davis. These kinds of laws that protect conscience, this is not a new thing. I mean, even in Kentucky, for example, any clerks or any individuals who are tasked with issuing, for instance, hunting and fishing licenses. Well, there are people that are vegetarian. There are people that don't believe in hunting, that don't believe in killing animals. There's a law. They can recuse themselves from issuing hunting and fishing licenses. Well, you don't see the NRA going, no, we're going to file a lawsuit. We demand that people be forced to issue hunting and fishing license. No, people don't care. They're like, okay, you believe that. I disagree. You don't want to violate your conscience. Good. Well, that's fine. I'll get someone else to issue it to me. But again, that's never been the goal here. The goal is to force people, like, as if it were, you know, NRA forcing people to issue hunting and fishing licenses. So it's just absolutely absurd, but it betrays the truth that this was never about marriage equality. It was about forcing those of us who live in marriage reality to affirm homosexual sin.
And as you know, certainly between hunting and fishing and marriage, it's a world of difference. Here, what we're talking about is never in the history of North Carolina, certainly never in Judge Brenda Bumgarner's 10-year service or the others, was same-sex marriage even something people thought about. Never in the history of America. Frankly, never in the history of the world until just recently in the last decade or so. Has anyone ever crossed that line? Any country, any state ever crossed that line? So you have a millennia of human history that is going against this issue of same-sex marriage. You have the objective created order of the natural reality of male and female. You have divine revelation. You have natural law. All on the same side. Same-sex marriage is an oxymoron. Now you're trying to force people that have religious beliefs, common sense understandings to understand the issue here and force them to participate. They're not wanting you to just simply be silent. They want you to actually promote. Liberty Counsel is involved in this case now, again, defending the magistrates. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for us as we defend these magistrates in North Carolina. Also, I would encourage you to check out the Awakening 2016 in Orlando, March the 5th. It's all day from 8 in the morning until 5 at night. It's going to be an amazing event. We have about 40 speakers, two plenary sessions, plus a luncheon speakers with the Benham Brothers. And then we also have 10 breakout sessions. An amazing day combining the great American Revolution and the Great Awakening, combining faith and freedom, combining what makes America what it is. They're a spiritual foundation that gives birth to true liberty, true freedom here in our country, combining the Great American, Great Awakening with the American Revolution. You won't want to miss it. It's going to be March the 5th. You're going to be speaking there, Matt. I'll speak there as well. Tony Perkins, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, General Major General Bob Dees, Reverend Sam Rodriguez. We have a former terrorist who became a Christian, Kamal Saleem, Rivka Berry, who became a Christian and fled her home for fear of her life, Planned Parenthood, Supreme Court, Iran, Israel, ISIS, and much, much more. Go to lc.org, sign up today for the Awakening 2016. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and regular financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.